Welcome to the Mind Garden, the place to expand and grow the mind. I'm Julie Kelly, and every week I'll be bringing you shared life experiences, thought-provoking stories and interviews, and topics that'll really get you thinking. But for now, sit back and let's plant some seeds of inspiration in our mind garden. Hi, and thanks for joining me in today's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about altruism, or the practice of helping others without expecting anything in return. Now, there's going to be lots of debates on this after you've finished listening to this podcast, and there'll be many different viewpoints. But research has showed that practicing altruism can have lots of personal benefits. For example, it can improve our mood and sense of well-being, because when we know we've helped somebody, then that makes us feel good inside, doesn't it? And not only that, it can increase the circle of people we meet, because we'll meet like-minded people, people who show kindness. So it increases our social circles and our connections. But it also increases our sense of purpose. It helps us to feel like we are really doing something to help. Now, connected to that, studies have shown that if our behaviour is altruistic, we're less likely to suffer the effects of stress. Because when we're sharing and giving with a compassionate heart, we're not stressed out, are we? We're not thinking about what we are losing. We're thinking about what we are doing for another person or a group of people. So overall, it's thought that being altruistic can be a positive experience both for the giver and the person who's receiving our kindness. Now, there are going to be people I know who are listening to this podcast who are thinking, well, what's the point in that? What's the point in giving and never getting anything back? Isn't that what's happening in our society too much? So it does raise an important question. By being altruistic, aren't we just stopping people achieving things for themselves? You know, there's only a certain amount we can give, isn't there, before people have to start taking responsibility? And I know that's what a lot of listeners will be thinking and feeling. But research has shown that practicing altruism can have several benefits, both for ourselves and for others, because it can promote really positive social connections. And as I mentioned, it can improve our well-being, the way we feel about ourselves. But even more than this, practicing altruism can also help address social issues and reduce suffering in the world. And by doing that, it leads to a more compassionate and just society. Now, who on earth would not want to live in a more compassionate and just society? Now, by engaging in acts of kindness and generosity, but with absolutely nothing in return, it's understandable why some people would think, well, I'm struggling as well. Why would I give and not receive anything back? But by thinking in this way, doesn't that actually keep us stuck in that place where we judge our own kindness, our own sense of character and sense of self and our own sense of generosity? Don't we base that upon how someone else responds to our kindness? And we simply can't do that, because everybody is different. We can't control how someone else reacts to a certain situation. We can control how we respond. And everybody wants to live in a more just and compassionate society, surely. So if we think in a way that is, well, what's the point in giving if I'm getting nothing back? Then aren't we in effect saying, what's the point in improving the world in which I live? Because we can't determine what that person will do. Here's an example. Have you ever heard of the phrase paying it forward? For example, you might buy someone some food who's hungry, and then we have no knowledge of what that person will do afterwards. They maybe see someone who's hungry, and they maybe buy them something, and then that has a knock-on effect. Every action that we do, whether positive or negative, has a ripple effect. It's almost like throwing a little pebble into a puddle in the street. You know, when the ripples, they go out and out, they expand for ages and ages before they stop. Well, that's really what our actions do with society. So we have a knock-on effect with everything we do. So engaging in acts of kindness and generosity can inspire others to do the same and create that positive ripple effect. So overall, practicing altruism can have a significant positive impact on both the giver and the world in which we live. So no, altruism isn't thought to be about stopping people from doing things for themselves. But altruism is more the practice of helping others without expectation. It doesn't require sacrificing our own needs or interest, but rather it encourages people to extend their care and their concern beyond themselves. It's kind of like setting an example. And I think it was Gandhi who said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." And we all want change, don't we? Especially nowadays where everyone's struggling with the cost of living, with everything really, the cost of food, the endless hours we have to put in at work. If we're fortunate to have a job, that's brilliant. If we're not fortunate, then we're going to be struggling even more. So engaging in altruistic behaviour can have a massive, massive knock-on effect. But it does create a more compassionate and connected society. Now, food banks can be considered a type of altruism, can't they? Food banks are typically run by volunteers who collect and distribute food to people who need it. Now, they operate on the principle of giving without expectation. So it's a similar thing as altruism. Now, what they aim to do is to alleviate food shortage and to stop people going hungry in their communities. So in a way, food banks are a really tangible example of how practicing altruism can make a difference in people's lives and how it can contribute to a more compassionate and just society. So I'd really like to hear your feedback on this podcast. There'll be many different points of view, and I'm not here with this podcast to ridicule the way that you think or the way that you feel. But all I'm here to say is that when we weigh up the balance of practicing human kindness without any expectation, it takes away that feeling of, well, I'm not giving to them anymore because they've never given me anything back. I gave them a meal last week and they've not even given me a thank you, so it's the last time I helped them. We're judging our own sense of self on someone else's reactions or their behaviours to what we do. Let's not do that. Let's just keep our own counsel and try as much as we can to demonstrate kindness, because after all, being the change we want to see in the world comes down to personal responsibility, doesn't it? So like I said, I'd really love to hear what you've got to say, your comments and feedback about this podcast. My name's Julie Kelly and you've been listening to The Mind Garden, the place where we plant a seed and something beautiful can grow. These are podcasts that expand and nurture the mind. Please like, share and subscribe to my podcast channel, because together we can contribute to building happier, healthy society.